It is night in Midland City. On the 14th floor of a Midland City apartment building, Miss H. Helfinger, secretary to the police commissioner of Midland City, is awakened by the urgent ringing of her bedside telephone.
Hello. Yes?
Miss Helfinger?
Yes, I'm up.
Secretary to the police commissioner of Midland City?
Right.
Listen carefully. Do not be alarmed. This is a friend, someone you know. I have cleverly disguised the sound of my voice so that anyone eavesdropping will not recognize who it is that's calling you.
What do you want, Wing Warrior?
I have called to inform... What?
I said, what is it, Wing Warrior?
Who's the Winged Warrior?
Now, cut that out.
Okay, I'll take the handkerchief out of my mouth.
Do you know it's 3 o'clock in the morning?
Miss Hovinger, this is the Winged Warrior.
Yes.
I need your help.
With what?
You're not going to believe this.
I'll believe it.
I've been kidnapped.
I don't believe it.
Well, believe it.
Where are you?
You're not going to believe...
Just tell me.
Well, I'm in a dungeon.
You're in a dungeon?
Yes, in a big castle.
In a big castle?
Yes, somewhere near Gary.
Gary, Indiana.
So that's where Gary is?
Yes.
Boy, these kidnappers really mean business.
Listen.
Yes?
How do you know you're in Gary, Indiana?
Miss Helfinger?
Yes.
There are only two dungeons like this in the whole world. One is in Gary, Indiana. The other is in the basement of the Dawson City State Prison in the Yukon.
I see.
And I know this isn't the Yukon. Oh, pardon me, Miss Hovinger. Somebody's at my dungeon door. Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Very nice of them. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
A Royal Canadian Mounted Policeman and his faithful dog just brought me my lunch.
Fine.
Boy, Gary, Indiana. They're really playing for keeps.
Well... What heinous group would dare do this to our hero? And what about that mounted policeman and his faithful dog? Are they real or are they imposters? And anyway, wouldn't a fake dog be noticed in Gary, Indiana?